From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A new focus on Ukraine. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Russia for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin and other top officials. The talks are an effort to ensure that U.S. views are clearly conveyed to the Russians. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has again accused Russia of violating the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine by providing aid to separatists. U.S. security and nuclear energy officials are briefing key lawmakers Monday about the proposed 30-year extension of a U.S. nuclear power cooperation agreement with China. The closed-door meeting in Washington was called as Congress begins to consider whether to renew a pact that has been in effect for the last 30 years and expires at the end of this year. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke with Saudi King Salman by telephone today regarding this week's White House Gulf Summit, which the king has declined to attend. The White House says the two leaders talked about the agenda for the meeting. The talks open at the White House Wednesday and then move to the Camp David presidential retreat in Maryland Thursday. The summit will include ways to deepen U.S. security cooperation with Gulf nations and will also discuss the fighting in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and Yemen. The United Nations says 300,000 people in South Sudan have lost access to help from relief groups. The groups have withdrawn from the town of Leer due to fighting in the area involving rebel groups and government forces. The UN warned Friday that the violence has forced up to 100,000 people to flee their homes. This is VOA News. At the United Nations, the U.S. has mounted a vigorous defense of its pursuit of justice for its citizens. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
A large U.S. legal team fielded questions and sharp criticisms from U.N. member states about the U.S. human rights record. States participating in the debate proposed a number of recommendations to the U.S. These included demands for the U.S. to abolish capital punishment, to close the Guantanamo detention facility, prevent acts of torture in areas outside the U.S., eliminate racial discrimination in all its forms, and combat violence against women. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say they have shot down a Moroccan F-16 warplane taking part in the Saudi-led air campaign targeting them. Morocco's military said the jet was last seen Sunday evening and that the pilot was not seen ejecting from the craft. The Houthi-run news channel says the plane was shot down by anti-aircraft guns in Sada province near the Saudi border. On Monday evening, Saudi warplanes targeted a rebel arms depot in the capital Sana'a, setting off a large explosion. In fighting along the border, Houthi rebels fired missiles into the Saudi cities of Jazan and Najran, hitting a school and a house. A humanitarian ceasefire is due to go into effect in Yemen on Tuesday. South Africa's main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, says it has chosen Emusi Memani as its leader. He is the first black person to head the traditionally all-white party. The party hopes the move will widen its appeal in a country deeply divided along racial lines. South Korean officials Monday outlined their worries about North Korea's first test missile launch from a submarine. Brian Padden reports.
South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman Kim Min-seok confirmed that North Korea did test fire an underwater ballistic missile on May 8th. He called the test a serious and great concern and urged Pyongyang to immediately stop further development of this weapon. But the Defense Ministry spokesman also said the test indicates North Korea is years away from deploying this enhanced capability. Brian Padden, Seoul.
Macedonian authorities say 30 people captured in a northern town after a day-long gun battle have been charged with terrorism-related offensive. 22 police and gunmen were killed in the ethnic violence. Lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have concluded their bid to persuade a jury to sentence him to life in prison rather than death. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials unchanged today. European markets were down and Asian markets were up on Monday. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.